Reza Manish said he immigrated to Canada from Iran more than 12 years ago to pursue a new life for his family. The butcher said he sought out the profession after immigrating because he was told there was a gap, at least in terms of traditional Iranian butchery. He joined the Persia Meat Shop in Richmond Hill and became a partner at the store. Now, over a decade later, Manish is overseeing a new store here in Newmarket, the Persia Meat Shop too. "We love this county," Manish said, adding that they have adapted their meats to meet a wide range of demand. "You learn everything about all the cultures, and if you are a butcher, you learn more. All the people, they explain the food for you, their culture and their celebrations." The store at the 130 Davis Drive Plaza offers a range of products, including veal, lamb, chicken and marinated meats. It first opened in Richmond Hill about 15 years ago, but Manish said they sought to expand into Newmarket to meet the need of customers coming to their store from the other parts of the region. Manish, who lives in Aurora, said he learned the trade from his business partner, Ahad Auji, whom he considers a brother. He said he came to enjoy it as something that provides individualized service and allows him to learn more about other cultures. "We have so much delicious food in our culture, and now I know which kind of meat is good for which, other cultures," he said. "Afghani food, Indian food, Canadian food, I learn about that. And now I know which meat is suitable, or the best choice, for that culture." Manish said coming to Canada was also a way to provide a good environment for raising his son. "It's very, very good for the kids," he said. "It's very safe for our kids." Newmarket Chamber of Commerce President Chris Emanuel said it is great to see this new business opening up. Great quality food and owners intent on giving back. Wishing them all the very best, Emanuel said on Facebook for the store's opening celebration. Manish said things have gone well at the store so far, and they are a bit ahead of their business plan in terms of customers. He said they hope if there is enough success, they can continue to expand and even franchise it. "You have to be patient, and people are coming slowly," he said, adding they rely on word-of-mouth advertising. "Right now, so far, it's more than our expectations." He likened butchers to barbers, in that customers will seek out a purveyor who comes to know them and exactly what they like. "I want to make my customer happy. It's my first goal."